Happy birthday to us. Woo! Happy birthday to us. Woo! Happy birthday to us. To this podcast. Happy birthday to us. And you.
The 100th episode of the Girl Meets Girl podcast. Welcome to it. My name is Toast.
And this is Sienna. And there's a lot coming up in this 100th episode. We will be picking a winner for the Hinani CD that we are giving out in a contest. We will also be announcing a brand new contest for all of you. And we also have a live song coming up in this podcast.
By us. And it's not happy birthday.
And it's not happy birthday. And we're also going to give you a little glimpse at our very first e-newsletter, as well as video. You asked for it, and we hauled ass to get you some video in celebration of our 100th episode.
We're going to kick things off in this episode with some announcements. And the big announcement this episode is a big, really, really, really the biggest one you can imagine. A huge, towering thank you.
Mahalo.
If I had a James Earl Jones voice, I would use it now.
Thank you.
Thank you for all of your support. You guys have been incredible. There's no other way we could have gotten to a 100th episode.
Yeah, without our listeners.
No way, man. You guys are just amazing. The way that you interact with each other on the comments mm-hmm. and now in the community. Mm-hmm. The emails that we get.
Yeah, we get quite a bit of emails. And we're going to start sharing some of them anonymously, of course. Maybe bits and pieces of it in our e-newsletter. That we're going to talk about a little later. And also maybe sometimes on the podcast we can read it. Mm-hmm. Because you really need to know how much of a difference you make just by commenting.
Yes.
You know, there are a lot of people reading the comments. We have a lot more listeners than it seems because of, you know, we have certain people participating in the show and in the comments and all of that. But trust us, there are so many more listeners out there. So keep going.
And also a shout out really quick to those of you who have chosen and are willing and able to make financial donations. Thank you to you too. We don't say it a lot, but there is on the GirlMeetsGirlPodcast.com site, on the podcast site, there are some donation buttons there. And some of you have noticed that and you've chosen to help us out financially to help support this mm-hmm. podcast. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
And we just want to just acknowledge that. Everybody who has contributed in any way, financially or not, whether with their spirit, taking the time to write, taking the time to comment, has really helped to uplift us, and we hope all of you too.
Mm-hmm. It's all energy. All right. Now we are going to pick a contest winner.
We always have winners on this show. Yes. Okay. So the contest is to win a copy of Hinani by Daniel Ho and Tia Carrere. And this is an album that has just been released. And I'm trying to get out our little handy dandy computer thing as the cars go by.
We're high tech here.
So that... Yeah. As soon as I can get my mouse to go in the right place, we're high tech. All right.
We have a fancy dandy machine here.
This is a random number generator. Woo, woo,
woo.
Yay. Okay. Oh, shoot. You're telling me I didn't save it? Oh, darn it.
Okay. So what's happening with this CD? Again, it's Hinani by Daniel Ho, Tia Carrere. Their latest CD that is actually in the preliminary Grammy ballot. on that ballot. And unfortunately, though, this one will not be autographed, not like the Ikena CDs that we gave away for one of our previous contests. As the recipients, the winners of that contest know, we sent them out a little bit later because it was pretty hard to track that Tia down. Wasn't it hard?
Yeah. We still have not seen her.
But we were able to get the CDs autographed. So that's a good thing. And everyone got their CDs. And so, yay. So this one is not going to be autographed so that we can get it out to you right away. All right.
Okay.
Are we ready? Oh, I want to do it.
Okay.
Okay. Good luck, everyone. Oh, where?
Everybody who was entered.
Where?
The very, very bottom one.
This
underneath
one?
Underneath our name. Yeah. Underneath our name.
Here?
No.
Wait, what? Oh, here.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. Actually, try click them.
Click them, eh?
Click them. Try click them.
Click them.
Try do a kind click, eh? And then, and then you gotta click this button over there.
Okay. How come it's different from last time?
Push the button.
How come it's different from the last time? Is it different from the last
we've
time?
We've used the Google random generator.
Oh, okay.
Random
so
number generator.
Okay, so we'll move on. One. All right, let's go.
Sorry, we're being so
come on,
geeks
come
right
on.
Now. Right now. So the way... So the way that people enter it is just by joining the community. So if you're a member of the Girl Meets Girl community, we have a link. It's up in the top of the podcast site. If you're a member of the community, you're entered in. Here, we now we're going to draw a random number. Go, 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 go.
Oh.
It's the Queen of the Long Comments has won again.
Yay! And you know what?
This is so fitting.
It's a good time for her because she was sick.
Yeah.
She's been having a hard time.
With her house.
Yeah. So you need the CD.
And she has been a long time listener.
Yes,
she has. Early, early days. And she's been so loyal and just steadfast. So
totally
this is
loyal.
Very fitting that on the 100th episode, woohoo!
You know what? Yeah.
Queen of the Long Comment.
Yes.
Comes
yes.
on top, the winner. Well, I shouldn't say that.
Comes on top.
Yeah.
What?
Sorry.
What is that about?
Okay. Moving right along. Congratulations.
All right. Naya. Yay.
Yeah. Congratulations, Diane.
Owner of Sushi the Turtle.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Oh, it's not a turtle. A tortoise.
A tortoise. Sorry. Land tortoise.
A land tortoise.
Okay, hang in there, Diane. Right. We're glad you won.
Okay, we have a new contest.
Okay, bust it out.
Okay, so for our new contest, we actually have some more music CDs waiting in the wings for future contests, but we thought we'd give you all a break and do something a little different. So we actually have a bag?
It's a cute little tote.
It's a tote. You can use it when you go to the grocery store.
When you go to the library? The bookstore?
Library.
Yeah, right? It's a perfect library bag. Come on.
Yeah, it is. And you could, if you have a little dog, you could put your little dog in the bag. I don't know. Anyways, it's a bag. It's made out of, you know what, cotton? What is that? Sturdy cotton? I don't know. It's like beige. And
they're going to think that we're just trying to unload this crap
on
them.
No, no, no. It's actually a very nice bag. It says the Center for Spiritual Living.
I thought it was Center for Inspiration.
Center for Inspirational Living on the bag. And it has a beautiful fuchsia pink lotus right on the bag. And I really love the design. It is actually the name of the spiritual center that we play music at every single Sunday. So we have an extra bag that we would love to give to one of you. What we're going to put in the bag is a back issue of the LN magazine, which we were happy to be on the cover of and have an interview in. So we'll put that in the bag.
For those of you who don't know, LN stands for Lesbian News.
And it is the longest running lesbian publication
in
the nation.
Just saying. Okay, so the way you enter. You are automatically entered as soon as you are a member of the Girl Meets Girl community, you are in the Girl Meets Girl email list, or you comment on this 100th episode on the podcast site.
Easy.
Okay. And we'll have links to do all of those things, to join the community, to join the email list, and the site web address is girlmeetsgirlpodcast.com.
Hey, you know what? We'll take a vote too.
Okay.
It's not too late.
Okay, we'll
for
put
September.
A link for that too. Okay, to vote for the podcast.
All right.
It's just a little popularity contest, I guess. That's what that is. All righty, so good luck.
Okay.
And we'll draw a winner at random at some point.
Yep.
Down the line.
Okay. Okay, so for some time now, we've been wanting to have an e-newsletter for all of you to enjoy. We are actually signed up on several different types of newsletters that we receive regularly, and we get a lot of help and inspiration from those, and we would love to be a source of that for all of you. So we finally, in honor of this 100th episode, we finally started to put our first newsletter together. Now, it's not going to be super lengthy and all of that, but it's going to have some categories and a few things. Is Kumin has a little column.
We now have Kumin as a contributor.
Yes, we do. She speaks on issues regarding pet wisdom. So so you can submit your questions, too. We'll welcome those as well for Kumin.
She's not naive.
She's not.
She's lived.
Yeah,
she's lived a few years, so yeah. She has some experience. It's not like she's just some little uppity, you know. What do they call whippersnapper people?
Yeah, she's not a whippersnapper.
No.
So Kumin has a column, as well as we're going to have a section on health, a section on spirituality, and the mailbag, like Toast mentioned earlier in the podcast. So we're excited about this newsletter. Again, it's going to be a work in progress, but it is not too late to sign up. It's never too late to sign up, but we are going to be putting out an issue probably next week.
Within the next week, yeah.
So if you've not signed up to be on our email newsletter list, sign up.
Link is in the show notes.
Okay, so the topic for today, we don't have a topic. We are just going to actually enjoy going down memory lane and just kind of talking about some of our favorite podcasts, most memorable ones to us.
And some popular ones that you might enjoy if you're a new listener, I guess.
Yeah.
So let's dive in.
All right, let's dive right on in.
Okay, you want to go first? Some of your favorite ones?
Nah.
I'm going to go first? Okay. Well, my favorite one probably is the one that's titled Homosexuality in the Bible. I think that's just the title. Is that the title of it?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, what is the number of it?
It's number 23.
We did take notes, you know. Okay, number 23. Oh, you took notes. Thanks, Sienna.
So that's what you're saying about it?
Yeah, I'm throwing that out. Now it's your turn.
Yeah, you know what? It was actually, for those of you who didn't listen to it, it was a really good discussion back and forth. We had a listener, Gigi? What did we make up the name to be?
I don't
remember.
Are you talking about Prop 8? I think you're jumping ahead to Prop 8.
It wasn't the Bible one?
No.
Anyways, We've only done 100,
right.
So, you know.
Yeah.
But anyways, it was pretty heated. It was going back and forth about some things. And
yeah,
so
yeah.
If you're interested in that, listen to that podcast. We are going to have all the links to those past podcasts. So you can just quickly click on it and listen for the first time or listen again if you enjoyed it. So, all right. One of my favorite podcasts, it's kind of two of them, because it was when Toast and I were in Hawaii and we were doing live podcasts from our hotel room, right?
Yeah.
From our hotel room. So one of them is I have it listed as the Huli Chicken podcast.
Okay.
But it's not called that. It's episode number 16. But it was, it was the laughing cast. Yeah, okay. It was that one. Because it was, I remember it was so hot to us in Hawaii. And we weren't used to that kind of heat. And Toast and I were just giggling the whole podcast. Do you remember that?
Okay, wait. This was
number 16.
One? Yeah, yeah. Okay,
yeah, 16. Yeah, number 16. Yeah. And we were just laughing almost the whole podcast. And one of our listeners, Dale, said that we were...
like huli chicken.
Huli chicken. Siena toast. Or was he saying kalua?
I don't remember.
Anyways, it was just so funny. And we were, both Toast and I, not used to the heat. We were just swollen. Remember?
Yeah.
And our eyes were like goldfish every morning.
Yeah.
We're like, what is going on?
Yeah, it was really weird.
And it's funny because we're both born and raised in Hawaii. And so you'd think, you know, we would acclimate. But
it's amazing how you do acclimate to whatever climate you're in, I guess.
Yeah.
You know?
So. But going back home, we were like just puffs, walking around puffs, big puffs.
Yeah.
And then another one of my favorite podcasts along with that time was called The Quiet Cast. And we actually did that very short podcast in the lobby of the Naniloa Surf Hotel.
In Hilo, Hawaii.
In Hilo. And we were doing it quietly because we were in the lobby.
And it was early in the morning.
Yeah, it was.
And there was one other person there. So we didn't want to seem too weird. It's the Asian in us coming out, just trying to be really, you know, quiet.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a fun one. Okay, so I'm pretty tunnel vision in this list because my next favorite one is the Prop 8 one.
Mm-hmm, yeah, number 78.
Okay, episode 78, all about Proposition 8, which was on the ballot, voting whether or not to define marriage as being between a man and a woman here in California. Of course, basically, that's just a sly way of saying gay couples cannot get married. It's against the law. So we had a whole episode about that, all the arguments for and against. And that was when one of our listeners, very respectfully,
eloquently
stated their thinking on the topic.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, they are
flawed. Just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding.
In their words, they would probably say, I'm just for traditional marriage.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's probably what they would say. All I am is for traditional marriage. I'm not against gay marriage. But basically, they're against gay people getting married. They don't want to allow gay people to get married. So anyway.
But it was cordial. It wasn't like
totally respectful.
You know,
yeah.
Fiery.
And able to have a discussion about it, able to have a good conversation about it.
Without it getting so heated.
Right, which we totally appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I'm looking forward to having that e-newsletter because, and a blog that we have planned in the works because we had, like Sienna kept saying, you know, a back and forth email discussion with this person. And we think it's worth
worth it. Yeah.
Sharing, even though the election is over, you know, the issue still remains.
Yes.
And people's thinking on the topic is still in that same place.
Yep.
A lot of people. So.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So all my favorites are still all about gay marriage and.
And that's good.
Legal rights.
That's good.
And all that.
Because you're a little more political. You enjoy that. And I love to just laugh.
Well, you enjoy.
I do, but
we
don't.
I know.
But okay. So anyway, so that was reference to a time where it wasn't so heated. But there was a time where we actually experienced some harsh criticism. And from that experience, I mean, we were upset, but we wanted to turn the experience into something positive and something constructive, something where, you know, it could help someone and not just have drama. That's what inspired our podcast number 21, which is titled How to Handle Criticism. Because we had to go through the process. And so we said,
handling it.
Yeah. So let's write this down and do a podcast on it. So That was an interesting one. So if you are interested in that topic, you can listen to that podcast.
Oh, should we jump back into fun stuff?
Yeah, let's do something fun.
Because this was one that you and I totally agreed on right there near the top of our list.
Yeah.
In the favorites.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you knew which one I was talking about.
Okay. I did. I
and
do.
And the title of it was A Femme and a Dyke Taste Vegemite.
Episode number 50. That was crazy. Well, as crazy as we get.
Exactly.
Yeah. We are such...
Woohoo! Yeah. Wow! We're just nuts. But it was just funny because we were tasting Vegemite that was sent to us by one of our listeners, Bernadette, in Australia. And we were doing a truly live taste test. And so we're not going to say anything more about it. You can go listen to it.
Yeah, I think you should listen to it.
Yeah.
If you're curious.
Yeah. Another, you know what podcast I really loved? Because it was just kind of funny. Mm-hmm. Was episode number 58.
Okay.
And it was the TEK podcast. What does that stand for?
Turn on kind.
And who coined that term?
I think it was you. Wasn't Terma. It you?
No, I cannot take credit for that.
Oh,
I think we popularized it by speaking about it on the podcast. And okay. I believe that one of our listeners put it into the Urban Dictionary.
Okay.
Or am I mixing that up with another word?
You might be.
I might be. It was Woodstock. It was Woodstock or Snoopy or... It was Woodstock, Snoopy, or Spike, one of them. And you might think we're kidding, but, you know, a lot of our listeners use different names when they comment. You know, we respect their privacy. So it was either Woodstock, Snoopy, or Spike that said Turnham Kind.
One of the Peanuts gang.
You would think it'd be Peppermint Patty, who's an avid listener, but no, it wasn't Peppermint Patty. So anyways, we talk pretty extensively about Turnham Kind lesbians, which is
okay. Those are the lesbians who have
the power,
who acquire girlfriends,
the power
by using their power to turn straight women gay. And then after they have, you know, their relationship with this person that they turned, then that person goes back to being straight. I don't know, you guys know what I'm talking about,
in a lot of cases, but not always the case, right?
No, not always. I mean there's definitely people who have been turned and they remained firmly turned.
Yeah,
right.
We know some of
them are still in relationship. Yeah. And that's good. We like that.
That's good.
We like them. Yeah, long-lasting, committed, happy, peaceful relationships.
Yeah,
turn them kind. Yeah.
Another fun episode where our Ms. Kumin was involved, Kumin the Cat, was episode number 11, one of our earlier episodes. And the title of that podcast is Fun Ways to De-Stress.
Oh, yeah.
And if you check out that podcast, you will get to see a picture of Kumin and the lemon beaks. So you can check that out.
One of the ways to de-stress is to have fun with your fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Hence the lemon beaks.
Yes. And another one of our memorable podcasts was the one where we did live episodes from the Olivia Cruz.
Did we?
We did.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
We Toast and I were on the... A little frog just jumped right in my throat. Left over from the cruise. We were on the Olivia cruise. It was a cruise around the Hawaiian Islands. They hired us to play Hawaiian music on this cruise. And it was part of their emerging artists showcase. So we were one of 10 chosen to be on the cruise and sing. So on that cruise, we did some live podcasts. And that was pretty memorable because we actually had people walking by while we were doing our podcast saying, hey, hi, you know, blah, blah, blah. So we had them on the podcast, remember? When we
barely,
were poolside and
barely?
We were
I'm listening
you're
to
like,
you.
Wow, exciting.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, that sounds exciting.
And on that cruise, we got to meet Cheryl Swoops.
Oh, yeah, WNBA.
And her partner.
There.
And we also got to meet Rosie Jones.
Yes. Yes.
Rosie Jones, yes. Who I thought was pretty
golfer.
Sexy.
Right. I remember that.
Which
you
was
she
just
sexy?
Odd because when I see Rosie Jones, you know, like on the golf course and I'm not feeling like, wow, I think she's sexy. But being around her, like, whoa, right? Were you a little whoa? I was like surprised.
Not in the same
whoa.
Way that you were, I think. But I know what you mean. I do know
okay,
what you mean. I can't
you're
lie.
Kind of whoa.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah, you're
be.
Kinda like and it's an yeah. energy.
Right.
People it's an
energy.
Energy.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, it's a confidence, yet she wasn't arrogant.
No, not at all.
And,
yeah.
Something. I think she might be a Turnham guy.
When they talk about going on, like when somebody has it going on, I think that's what they're talking about. The it.
She got it going on, you
right,
mean?
Right.
Going on. But I thought that was so funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But,
a couple more,
okay,
right?
What?
A couple more.
Yeah. Okay. But now, according to all of you, we have a broad listener base.
Yes.
You know, it's, yeah, what?
In fact, sorry. Of course, I'm like, okay. And then I interrupt you. Yeah.
Yep.
Sorry about that. This is a perfect time to point out the people that have joined the Girl Meets Girl community.
Mm-hmm.
We have, the youngest member is 17, and the oldest member is 16. Now, I don't know if any of you guys are lying about your ages or what, but that's the information.
Fabulous. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and that is definitely one of the things that I love about our listenership.
Mm-hmm.
There's a wide range.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just one niche, but the one thing that everybody has in common, I get the feeling, is that everybody is really respectful.
Yeah. And positive. They want to be positive. And
right.
They're trying to look at things in life and, you know, take the positive spin on it and grow. I think everyone here is really interested in growing their
yeah.
spirit.
Yeah.
And I think that's the common thing that bonds us. It's not just being gay
right.
Because
right.
we have a lot of straight people.
Yes.
It's not just youth because
yes.
we have older people.
Yep. And the youth respect the older people.
Yeah. And the maybe. Older people are treating everyone like... like we're all just on the same, you know, they're not like, I'm the older one, so I'm going to tell you like it is.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So it's really great. And we've actually received emails from people as young as 14, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And we've received emails from people in their upper 60s.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a wide range.
It's
and,
a beautiful rainbow.
Yeah. And it's people interested in Hawaii culture, people born and raised in Hawaii, people from Hawaii or who love Hawaii. It's people who are Asian or interested in Asian American issues. Of course, we have our gay, lesbian, transgender, bi community. And we have...
Our vegetarian...
Mm-hmm, our vegetarian, vegan, our...
Interested.
Our animal people.
Are interested in being interested. Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so we have just a really wide range. So it shouldn't surprise us that the top podcast, according to some stats, is episode number 14, which was the top 10-something. The top, was it the
okay,
top
wait,
10?
Let me get it out. Let me get
top
it out.
10 tips of
so
visiting
14,
Hawaii?
Yeah, 10 tips when visiting Hawaii.
Okay, yeah. And then a close second is episode number 70. So we go from 14 to 70,
yeah.
Which was the must-dos in Hawaii. So we do have a broad base who are loving Hawaii.
The Aloha State.
Yeah, the Aloha
That's
State.
That's what we have in common.
Aloha. Aloha and welcome to the podcast.
E komo mai.
All right. So
thanks for taking that trip down memory lane with us. And thank you for joining us on that journey. 100 episodes.
100. Yeah. I'm proud of that.
Yeah, me too. And we're looking forward to making it even better.
Mm-hmm.
There were times where it's like, oh man, you know, it's kind of a rocky road and we didn't
get to stop doing the podcast.
Yeah. Or, you know, oh, it's been so many weeks and we haven't come out with a new episode. But we really love doing it.
We do.
We want to do a better and better job.
Yeah.
And,
wait, I want to tell them something.
Oh, okay, cool.
What's so interesting is, you know, with the schedule that Toast and I carry, many times the podcast, like you all know, has been this, you know, the last thing we do, or we're rushing it, or we don't do one and whatnot. And we started to feel really not good about ourselves in how we were showing up and not showing up for the podcast, mm-hmm. for all you listeners and all of that. And we knew we could do a better job. Mm-hmm. So many times we thought, you know, we should just stop. Like, seriously, many times, remember?
Right, yeah.
But the amazing thing is that the universe really is pretty wonderful in how it responds to all of us. And every single time we were seriously considering that, that's when we would get the most heartfelt emails from listeners that we had never met before or heard about before, or who had never been on the comments. And we know that those emails, they were gifts, you know, telling us, no, we have a good thing going. Keep going. It's making a difference. And so we're so grateful.
Here's the thing. We really love doing it.
We do. Yeah, we do.
And in that vein, I guess we want to kind of wrap up this episode about the new things that we're trying to incorporate into mm-hmm. the online
yes.
community and presence.
Yes.
And one of them is a listener who is a graphic artist.
Yeah.
Is that what we're going to talk about now,
yes,
Robert?
That's okay. what we're going to talk about.
Okay, great.
So we have a listener named Robert. Many of you know him as formerly known as Robert, no longer on the thong. He changed his name, though. So he has been a longtime listener, but more than that, he's been a longtime friend.
Yes.
And when we first started doing music, we actually met him at the South Bay Gay and Lesbian Center, and we just immediately clicked.
It was back in 2002.
Probably 2002.
Yep. I bet it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's when Toast first moved up here and we started doing music. And so we've gotten to know him. We've been at his house where his mom would cook Christmas dinner and stuff. And so it's been a really nice relationship. He's a very talented person. And has been very generous with his time with us, as a friend, but also in donating time to do whatever we might need.
Passing along leads or ideas.
He's very creative and he inspires us, and he has a, wonderfully witty new comic, strip that he's just started, and it's called Little Rainbow Comics. And, we hope that some way we can bring that to you. You can check on his site, though, to see.
We'll put a link.
Yeah, to see his first two. I think he's done two so far. But it's very, very witty and clever, and we love the idea behind it. You can read more about it. But he also has a line of greeting cards that we wanted to put up on our website, just to help promote his business. And also, we enjoy his cards. And so what you will find on our website store is our links to our personal favorites line.
And when we say our website store, we're not selling these.
Oh, yeah, we're not selling them. Yeah.
These are just links to show you where you can buy them directly from Robert.
Yeah, directly from Robert. He's he has them all on a separate card type site. I don't know how it works.
We don't know the graphics artist world.
Yeah. But consider buying them. And what the great thing about these cards is that if you don't want the message that it already comes with, you can actually put your own personal message. Or if you have something you think is more clever, go ahead and change it. You can do that. So they're very easy to personalize. And of course, I think this goes without saying, they're gay appropriate. They're gay for the gay person. or the gay supportive person, really. So we have our favorites on the site, so you can check it out. But what we also have on the store site is our Amazon store, which are personal favorites of ours, books that we have read and that has helped us. We put little blurbs of some of the books on there. But if you decide to purchase a book through going to our store, the Girl Meets Girl podcast gets a percentage of the sale. And we just find that this is a comfortable way for us to sell something that we believe in, that we think would be genuinely be helpful to you, as well as help the podcast. So I think it's a win-win situation. So if you're considering purchasing, purchase through us. All right. So another thing we want to talk about before we move on to the live song, which we know you guys just can't wait, right? They can't wait.
Yeah, I bet they just fast forwarded.
They have not gotten a song from us in 100 years. Yeah, but anyways, we have video. Okay, so how do they see the video? Is it going to be on the community or how do they do it?
It's going to be on YouTube.
Okay.
But we will put links to it. And I think we can embed the video into the
show notes?
The Girl Meets Girl community, too.
Okay. But in the show notes for people who...
I'm planning to embed at least one of the videos. I don't want to overload them. But we probably can embed one of the videos.
Okay. But I want to tell them what the videos are so that they might want to go there.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. So one of the videos is called Boots...
New Boots for Toast.
New Boots for Toast.
I think that's the name of it.
So that you can take a look on. It's just random. And then another video is Toast in the Garden.
Yep.
Is that what it's called?
Toast. You're just making things. Now you're just making things up.
It's an update on our tomato plant.
Yeah.
And Toast in the Garden.
Toast
the
tomato plant.
Yeah. And then the third video we have up is tempeh salad making. Is that what it's called?
Well, the really detailed, like what Sienna gave you was the abridged version.
Yeah.
Because the boots video, there's two parts to it.
First
part is Sienna opening the box. Second part is me trying the boots on.
Okay.
Then the tomato plant.
So exciting.
That's all in one video.
Yeah.
The tomato plant is all one video.
One video.
Then the tempeh salad, it actually has seven parts to it.
But it's really 7 minutes, right?
Probably closer to 14. Like each video is maybe about like a minute or two, maybe.
Okay. So you know what? But test it out.
We broke it down into chunks because, you know, I mean, I know when I see a video and it's 10 minutes long,
you're
I'm like, I don't think I'm going to watch it for 10 minutes.
That's true.
But if there's just a really short one,
you'll watch it.
It's a more polite video if it's short.
Okay. We want to be polite because we're Asian.
It's not intruding.
We're Asian,
too much, right?
Polite people. Very respectful. Very quiet. We're quiet.
And demure. Don't forget demure.
And we're sisters.
And subservient. Remember?
We're sisters.
Subservient.
Toast.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So.
Okay. So
watch the videos. Comment on them
because we
put them up there for you. And
no pressure.
If it seems like a good thing to do, we'll keep doing these random videos.
Yeah, it is fun. It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
Total fun. Yeah.
All right, but thank you so much for getting us to our 100th episode.
We hope you enjoyed this one.
Yeah. And so we're going to close with a song that we are just going to whip out. We're just going to do it live. But
we're going to set up a different mic for it.
It's called a room. It's a room mic, right?
Yeah, it's an omnidirectional condenser mic.
And that way we can just have one mic, and that one mic is going to pick up both Toast's voice, my voice, and also the guitar. And we don't have to mic everything separate because if we did that, actually we can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's why we're doing this other mic.
To do that.
So it's going to sound a little buzzy probably because it's going to be picking up extraneous sounds. But we hope you enjoy it.
That's how it is.
It's a song that we actually learned because it was requested by the bride of a wedding that we were hired to play at. The wedding takes place late September. And so we thought, what a perfect song to sing for all of us because we're a community.
So this is going to be Better Together by Jack Johnson.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Thanks, you guys.
be gone. If the morning light it sings or brings new things, but tomorrow night you see that they'll be gone too. Too many things I have to do, but if all these dreams might find their way into my day-to-day scene, I'd be under the impression I was somewhere in between. And only two, just me and you, and so many things we got to do, places we got to be. We'll sit beneath the mango tree now. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. Ooh, it's somewhere in between together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together.
Okay, so I hope you enjoyed that song. That was completely live. We didn't try to sweeten it up. Obviously, you probably figured it out. But anyway, we're all
They're
safe.
Like, please sweeten it.
This is a safe environment.
That's right.
And that's why we can do something like that.
Right.
But we hope you weren't too bothered by the extraneous noise. And we hope you're not. We're not blasting your eardrums now because you might have turned it up since it was considerably softer in the podcast. But anyways, we remember that we didn't address the llama issue.
We have some unfinished llama business from the last episode.
Llama so business.
Sienna did some research.
I did some research.
She has an answer for
I
us
have an answer.
About how the llama got its name.
Yes. So the name llama actually does come from the Spanish phrase como se llama, which is what we were thinking, right? Llama,
yeah.
Llama.
Yeah.
But anyways, the legend says that at the time of the Spanish conquest, the Spaniards were asking the indigenous people, pointing to this animal, ¿cómo se llama? ¿Cómo se llama? So basically, they're saying, you know, what do you call, what's the name of this? What do you call this? And the indigenous people, they didn't understand, and they kept saying llama.
Just repeating llama. It, right? Like, ¿cómo se llama?
Yeah, llama,
¿cómo se llama?
Llama.
¿Cómo se llama?
Llama.
And then somebody's going, llama, llama. Like, they're just saying back and forth to each other. ¿Cómo se llama? Llama.
So the Spaniards thought, oh, that's
being
a llama. So that's what they say is the legend. But in any case, you can find out more information on uniquesouthamericatravelexperience.com in the llama trekking tab. You can find out all about llamas.
That's
I keep wanting to say llamas, but the Inca civilization actually discovered the llama.
Aren't there llamas in? I guess that would be what, the Far East.
There are
like
llamas.
In Tibet and mm-hmm. stuff?
There are llamas there.
So,
oh, and llama.
When they say that the Inca people discovered it, just that's the oldest place where.
I think that's the first where they first just have record of that this animal was around and that the Inca people used the animal.
Okay, that makes
sense. You know, and that was like 12,000 years ago, according to my research. Okay. But we also discovered that llama with one L means teacher. Teacher of Buddhist
Dalai Lama.
Religion, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes,
so
yes,
look
right.
at how connected right. everything is.
Right.
So that's your llama tidbit.
You get a llama vitamin for the day.
Take it. take a llama vitamin to have a good day. They're cute. Just looking at them makes you pretty happy because really cute.
Yeah.
So.
Look at llamas today, people.
They spit, though.
Yeah, don't look too close.
They are related to the camel group.
Yeah, you would think.
They are.
Camel spit.
They are. Camel. And then that other one.
What's that other one?
What's that other one that looks like them? Looks like a camel and a llama.
I don't know.
There's one more.
Really?
Yeah.
That's for next week.
Okay, next week. There's one more.
We're back. Hey, we forgot to say our website. Our website is girlmeetsgirl.net, and there's also girlmeetsgirlpodcast.com. So we'll see you there.
Bye.
For real.